Well, this is kind of an interesting message, but before I begin, I want to open in prayer, and then I'll share. So, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Lord, we just welcome you into this conversation. We welcome you into every one of our conversations. And Lord, may the thoughts of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable unto you. And we ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And
So, last time, we talked about the continuing goodness of the Lord, and almost immediately after that message, and this is really kind of strange, but not unusual, the Lord immediately had me starting to focus on the executive orders that have been signed to date, and I'll get to that later on in this lesson. But it's let me just say that I tried really hard with the Lord to give him an opportunity to give me another topic, to have him give me something that was different than this. So I kept serving it up, and I kept saying, Lord, is this really where you want to go? And he didn't waver one inch. So here we go. The first part of this, in fact, this I'm entitling this topic, The New Thing That the Lord Is Doing. And there's a couple of verses that go with that. The first one is Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. And this is out of the Passion Translation. Lord, direct me throughout my journey so I can experience your plans for my life. Reveal the life paths that are pleasing to you. Escort me along the way. Take me by the hand and teach me, for you are the God of my increasing salvation. I've wrapped my heart into yours. And then the second verse is found in Proverbs 16. Verses 1 through 4 in the Amplified Version. And that reads, the plans of the mind and orderly thinking belong to man, but from the Lord comes the wise answer of the tongue. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits, the thoughts, the intents of the heart. Roll your works upon the Lord, commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. And let me just say that it's I still have the great sense that the Lord is anxious to prosper his kids, especially in today's world. So with the new thing that I think the Lord is doing, the question comes to mind, like, what are you doing now? And the question also is, are you setting your followers up for success? And if so, like, what do we need to pay attention to? And with that said, what are you doing now that's different than what you've done before? So this was a very different and unusual topic, and the Lord had me focus on the change that is coming. And so as I looked at the change that is coming, and when I say change that is coming, I'm talking about noticeable change in our society at about every level. And when I talk about noticeable change, I'm kind of referencing what our country's already gone through in the 4 previous industrial revolutions. And the first industrial revolution that our country was exposed to started in 1765, and it was brought on with the advent of the steam engine. The next industrial revolution started in 1870. It was the second Industrial Revolution. It was driven by electricity and it was oil-based power. The third one occurred starting around 1969, and it was the automated production process, supported by electronics and information technology. And today we're experiencing what's referred to as like the fourth revolution. And that's totally new technology. It's the IoT, which is the Internet of Things. It's AI, artificial intelligence. It's big data. It's the cloud. It's the cyber physical systems. It's machine language. It's all the data centers that are going in place. So that's what's taking place right now. And interestingly, this past week I was in Salt Lake City at a data center conference, and they were talking about the how these things are exploding all over the place. So that's clearly taking place. But what I think we're going to witness would be the fifth industrial revolution, and that would be brought about by the massive changes that are now taking place in the current administration. Now I want to explain this from a very pure and simple position, as an outside observer looking in. I don't want to include any editorial comments or my own thoughts. I want to just be an outside observer, looking at what's taking place. So one of the first things to notice, when you look at the prior administration and the new administration, and are the executive orders that were written, and kind of the speed or the velocity of those executive orders. So, to date, when I put this together, there were 83 presidential executive orders issued. A week ago, I went back and revisited this. That number is now up to 93. The prior administration had issued in its 4 years 162 presidential executive orders. So if you compare those two, for just executive orders written in this specific time frame that they take place, the current administration is issuing them at a rate of about 1.75 executive orders per day. The prior administration issued them at a pace of about 0.10 per day. So quite a significant difference in quantity and velocity. And so that was like one of the first things that got my attention, that the and I feel like the Lord really wanted me to pay attention to that, the individual executive orders, what they mean, and where the opportunity is. So I it's my sense that we're being set up for success. And the phrase, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So I feel like the Lord is leading us to the water trough on this one. And like it's up to us now to, take a drink. But I think this shift is so significant that I actually tried to get out of doing this. I kept asking the Lord, "Is this really what you want spoken about?" And it was a like almost a firm yes. And so I started to undertake this task, and I'm gonna hold a sheet of paper up, and I hope you guys can see it. Can you see that? Can you kind of see that spreadsheet?
All right. Spreadsheet.
This part.
I can see it. I just I not enough to read it, but
Is that better?
yeah, but you're too
yeah.
close. Come on.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to see it, but what's your point?
The point is that I put together a spreadsheet which now has assembled 93 executive orders, and I'm going to go into that in a minute. But before I do that, I want to go into a scripture that kind of speaks to that. And so regarding this task, there was a very specific scripture that asks a question, asks and answers a question that is pertinent to what this exercise is all about. And that's found in Psalms 11, starting in verse 3 to 7, the Passion Translation once again. And it reads, "What can the righteous accomplish when truth pillars are destroyed and law and order collapse? Yet the Eternal One is never shaken. He is still found in his temple of holiness, reigning as Lord and King over all. He is closely watching everything that happens, and with a glance, his eyes examine every heart, for his heavenly rule will prevail over all. He will test both the righteous and the wicked, exposing each heart. God's very soul detests those who love to resort to violence. He will rain down upon them judgment for their sins. A scorching wind will be their portion and lot in life. But remember this, the righteous Lord loves what is right and just, and every godly one will come into his presence and gaze upon his face." So I think one of the operative parts of that scripture is, "For his heavenly rule will prevail over all." And so, I believe that's what's taking place. And I also believe that there's, because of that, there's a massive shift afoot across our land. And actually, I believe there's a shift that's taking place across the world. But it is most notable in America. I think we're moving closer, and this is my opinion. I think we're moving much closer to what I would call the massive Great Awakening change. And we're all familiar with the term the Great Awakening, the harvest of souls. And yes, I believe that's going to take place. But I believe, in addition to that, part of the Great Awakening is a resetting of godly principles in society. And I believe we're at the cusp of that. So if this massive God-ordained change takes place, which is akin to let's call it the fifth industrial revolution, then the Lord is going to need people on the field. He's not going to need spectators. He's going to need people on the field to be the people in society that support his precepts, his rules, his biblical approach to society, and that comes through loud and clear, out of the Founders' Bible. America's founders were deeply steeped in the Bible and wanting to set this society up, all based on biblical principles. We've largely gotten away from that. Most people could use a good dose of civics, and there's a lot of ignorance, there's a lot of ambivalence, and we've really gotten away from, what the Lord had really ordained. We understood it at one point in time, we lost it, but I think we're in the process of getting that back now. And I think this big change afoot, and it's underscored by this current administration and the current executive orders that they have put in place. I think that's the beginning of what we're going to witness. This is something that I believe the Lord wanted to happen all along. And I'm going to reference Genesis 1, verse 28. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth." That's what we were supposed to be and do. So that's where we come in. Now, the question that might pop in a lot of people's mind is, I get it, but what can one man like really do? So I'm going to go back to the Founder's Bible and read an excerpt out of a gentleman by the name of Roger Sherman, 1721 to 1793. Sherman was a leader in Connecticut, was born, was home and self-educated, being extremely proficient in math, law, and technology. He held a number of local offices prior to the Revolution, including as county surveyor, judge, and member of the state legislature. In 1774, he was sent to the First Continental Congress, 2 years later, signing the Declaration of Independence. At the end of the Revolution, he became the mayor of New Haven, and he was then sent as a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, where he signed the federal Constitution, being one of only six founders who signed both the Declaration and the Constitution. Sherman is considered the master builder of the Constitution, being credited with originating the bicameral as well as the Electoral College system, whereby both states and the people have a voice in Congress and in selecting the president. After the ratification of the Constitution, he was sent to the Federal Congress, where he became a framer of the Bill of Rights. He was the only founder who signed all four founding documents, the Articles of Association, 1781, the Declaration of Independence, 1776, the Articles of Confederation, 1781, and the U.S. Constitution, 1787. He was an evangelical Christian, and he also wrote the Doctrinal Creed, of which he was a member. This is one guy who was self-educated. His name is Roger Sherman. So, I mean, like, what can one man do? One man can do a lot. We just have to open up the possibilities of what the Lord, how the Lord would use us and what he would use us for. So that's one man. But what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about mankind? And I'm going to go to Romans 8, verses 19 to 21, and I'm going to read out of the Passion. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. For against its will, the universe itself has had to endure the empty futility resulting from the consequences of human sin. But now, with eager expectation, all creation longs for the freedom from its slavery to decay and to experience with us the wonderful freedom coming to God's children. Now, think about that for a minute. All of creation is anticipating this moment where mankind comes into what they were created to be and do. So, all of creation, I mean, when I think about that, I think about not only human beings, but I think about animals and vegetation, and they are on tippy toe and, anticipating What might flow out of God's creation, man, under his original design? And I think we're really close to that. I think we're kind of like witnessing. We could be witnessing this in the natural, but I think on the spiritual side, we're moving in that direction, because you know, when the Lord comes, I think while he's coming for everybody, I think there's a cleaning up period that takes place before he comes. And I think we have to be part of that. And I think we're called into that. So, you know, as I was thinking about this whole thing, and I kept going back to like the list of executive orders, and it's like, so then the Lord showed me, he showed me how to create a spreadsheet. So I created the spreadsheet. It's now posted on the website. The spreadsheet is, it's written in Excel form. So what that means is you guys can go to the website and you can download it, and you can have this active Excel spreadsheet, and you can fill it out on your own. And this is supposed to be an instrument to invite you into something that the Lord may be speaking to you about. And so all I'm doing is I'm helping the horse get to the water trough, and I'm doing that through an Excel spreadsheet based on what I'm believing the Lord showed me to do. And so in this Excel spreadsheet, there are 93 listed executive orders. There is a hyperlink, so you can click on the hyperlink and you can learn all about that executive order and what is now being put into place. And then there's some opportunities on the spreadsheet for you to fill out the effects that it has on business, the new business opportunities that come out of it, the effects that it has on you, and the opportunities that are available to you. So it's kind of a worksheet. It's kind of a, it's something you can read and go, oh, I'm interested in that. You click on the hyperlink, you learn about the EO, and then you listen to the Holy Spirit, and he may guide you into something that you had never been guided into before. And so I'm saying, try this on for size. Take this before the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit for his guidance in this whole thing. Now maybe you're going to be led to something, and maybe none of these 93 executive orders, ring a bell with you. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I went through this list, and I personally found 8 executive orders that I'm going to click on the hyperlink, and I'm going to learn about what is trying to be accomplished, what is trying to be established in the land. And then I'm going to take that back to the Holy Spirit and go, okay, is there anything in here for me? Is there anything that you want me to do? Is there a task for me? Is there a chore for me? Is there a leadership role for me? Does something need to be initiated? And then I'm going to kind of keep my notes, on this sheet, and I'm going to see where it goes. Now, I don't know where it'll go. I have no preconceived notions as to what might work and what doesn't work. I don't know. I'm simply being faithful to this spreadsheet that the Lord was kind of like leaning on me to create. And no less than a half a dozen times, I said, really? And number one, I knew it was going to be a task. And number two, it's just a little bit, out of the norm. And so I thought, is this really what you want done? And to this day, I can say emphatically, yes, that's what I was asked to do. All right. So So I would like I'd invite you to take a peek at this and see if it rings a bell. Pray about it. See if there's anything that the Lord is stirring inside of you that might correlate with something on this list. And I think we're getting ready for big change, and I think everybody is called to participate at some level.
Amen.
So I'm going to end with one verse, and it's Isaiah 6:8, and everybody knows this verse. And it reads, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here am I, send me.'" I think we're being called into things to do that we've had no notion of doing before. And it goes beyond, maybe where we think we're gifted. I think this could be a new adventure. As long as the Holy Spirit is guiding it, ability and resources and avenues will never be a problem. I've seen the Holy Spirit work over and over and over again in those areas, like in my life, and quite, simply, I didn't have the talent or the resources, and the Lord accomplished some things through me anyway. So, we should not be quick to dismiss. I think we should be open, and quite frankly, there will not be enough people that take up the charge to do God's work. I think there's a great need for that right now, and the need is only going to get stronger. So I'm very curious to see how this unfolds. Don't know exactly how it's going to unfold, but I think it's pretty interesting. And I'd like to maybe hear some comments from you guys. So, if you have any comments or thoughts, I'd love to hear it.
Jim, I have a question. So we go to spiritofgodworldwide.com to get your spreadsheet.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, under your where your messages are.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the website and I'm trying to find it. Is it with February's message or?
No, it should be March.
Okay.
They probably haven't posted it yet.
Was that?
They probably posted it.
Well,
Maybe we don't.
it might not be posted yet, so.
Right, it'll get posted. Okay, I'll watch for it. Thank you.
And let's see. I'm gonna try to hold this up to the camera. Can you see this, Janet?
Mean, I can kind of see it. There's a lot of empty space. Go there.
Okay, well, there's supposed to be empty space there. That's just okay. So that's what the spreadsheet looks like. I have 15 pages of this spreadsheet, and there's 93 things, and I would just invite you to I mean, here, let me talk about one of these because it's kind of unique. And I didn't even know it was going to happen this way. And Sarah, I'm going to use you as an example. So I'm going to go to my number. Okay, I'm going to go to my item number 30, which happens to be Executive Order 2025-02116. The name of the executive order is the Declassification of Records Concerning the Assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to ask Sarah to speak about what's happening in her life in that regard.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to decide it. It's like we're gonna go there. This is great. I'm excited to see this whole spreadsheet. But yeah, too, Jim and I had this neat connection because he didn't know this stuff that was going on in my world while he was developing all this, but it's exactly what he's talking about. I work for a, I'm going to try to make a long story really short, but I work for a company where we have where we do forensic engineering and we do visualizations of really complex a lot of different things, but complex crimes and different things like that. And like 7 years ago, a private citizen who used to work for the Department of Justice pulled us into the John F. Kennedy assassination. And we have a technology and a process where we can scientifically recreate, digitally reconstruct scenes and then analyze them. And we did that regarding the single bullet theory in the JFK assassination. And we were able to scientifically prove that it is not possible what the Warren Commission report said, which we all know is garbage, but we were able to scientifically prove that that is not true. And that information lives out on the internet. We did a lot of news media around the 60th anniversary, which was in 2023. Myself and our CEO did like a big media campaign and had him on Fox News and all kinds of stuff. So that's just content now that lives out on the internet. Well, then this executive order comes out, and there's now there's the House Oversight Committee full of different representatives, and then they've made a task force specifically for this executive order for the declassification of all these things. And they were must have just been Google searching this and found us. And now we've now had two conversations with Representative Luna, who's out of Florida. She heads up that task force. And they're bringing us in as this declassification process goes with, there's 80,000 documents that just got released this week, which is going to take tons of time for people to digest. But they're bringing us into as they get more information to have us test in this model that we have, because we can start to analyze. There should be, we're told there's more video footage beyond the Zapruder film, if you're familiar with it, from that time. And that would be the kind of things that we can analyze. So we are Joe Schmoes from Colorado who are believers. Our executive team and our company are believers, and we are fully behind what God is doing to like bring the kingdom on earth, and we want to have whatever role he has for us. But
Amen.
none of us saw this coming whatsoever. Never in my career would I have thought I'd be talking to congressmen about the JFK assassination. That's just the wildest thing I've could have ever imagined. So, that said, just to Jim's point that like every one of us has a role, and I think God's really fun in the way that it's always like something, at least for me, it's like I never saw that coming. Every story with him is I never saw that coming. And he has like he has something, he has multiple things for every one of us to do to do exactly what Jim has said and what we're seeing in the scriptures that he read tonight to bring his kingdom on the earth, that creation is crying out. In this sense, in this case, specifically for the truth to be known. And there's a
Yeah,
lot
I mean.
of that in this country where, and in this world that the truth needs to be known. And I'll say one last thing that I've been really impressed with just barely starting this process. And in just these little conversations that we've had with these folks in Washington, a lot of them are believers that I've seen, and even the ones that aren't, there is a shift, like you're talking about, Jim. They are like moving at the speed of light. It's hard to keep up with them. They talk fast, even, and they are passionate about truth and transparency. Those are the two words I keep hearing coming up. And it's really exciting to see this isn't like just a political landscape and It's different. Like people there are taking, they're like getting behind this administration. They're grabbing exactly this list of executive orders and they're like, let's go, boots on the ground. Let's bring the truth out. Let's get things right. Let's restructure and let's tear down what needs to be torn down and let's rebuild where we need to rebuild. And I've been really impressed, again, just in my minimal experience so far, but I've been really impressed seeing that. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, when I heard about that, Sarah, and then you and I chatted about that a little bit. I can't believe that you're drawn into that you're going to be testifying in front of a congressional committee on that topic. And so this is the point that I want to make. And Sarah, thank you for telling that story. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty dynamic. We are designed for so much more than we think we're capable of. What the Lord has envisioned for us to do in His kingdom, for His kingdom expansion, goes way beyond our comprehension. We can never we're never going to be qualified according to the world standards. We're not, but the Lord qualifies us for what He wants to do with us and for where He wants to take us. He's just looking at the heart. He will add everything else. And so if there's one thought that I want to leave you today, it's this one. Be open to what the Lord wants to do. Pay attention to His word. Take the steps one at a time that are being put in front of you, and don't dismiss anything. Do not disqualify yourself and saying, I can't do that. I've never done that before. I'm not capable of that. I don't have the ability. We don't. Most of us don't. But he's going to use us because there's a lot of work that has to be done. And I'm excited about the stories that are going to come out of this group about the things that the Lord is going to do with you because you took one step forward and just kind of like thought, well, why not? Let's give it a try. And I'm convinced that there's going to be a lot of stories between now and the end of the year as to what the Lord is calling people to do, how He's resourcing them. Kim, I can't think, I can't stop thinking about how He has burned in your heart about education and kids and how to do this differently. And I was like going through the list, and I think there's like two or three education things in there that it would make sense for you to pay attention to, because if there's some big federal programs and some things that are going in place that you can connect to, I don't know how the dots are going to connect, but I just am pretty excited that the Lord loves to use regular, unqualified people to do His work, and we are those people.
Amen. And just want to say, I mean, I can't wait to get a hold of your spreadsheet and what the Lord did through you on that. I'm really excited to see what He's going to do with each one of us. We sit here on the cusp of maybe the federal, whatever, the Department of Education being dismantled and Illinois. I'm from Illinois right now. I don't know where I'll be in 6 months. I don't know if he'll have me hop the border or stay here, but if you guys check, Illinois is in the national news right now because, well, so many kids have started getting out of the school system that their wallet is probably hurting. So they're putting a draconian measure, on home and private schools. Right as we speak, it was heard on the floor in the House, of Representatives at the state capitol in Springfield yesterday morning. And so, God, Holly said God was sweeping the floor, and I just keep hearing he's cleaning the closet. It's messy for a minute, you know, but he's doing something.
Oh
Attention.
yeah.
I'm
I
just
know.
echoing what you said. Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about how this might unfold, and I have no idea what it's going to look like. So,
Yeah, me either. Amen.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, Jim, it's Michelle. I just want to thank you for this. It's so insightful, but it's also strategic at the same time. And you know, when God is saying he's doing a new thing, isn't it interesting to see that however he chooses to do that, do all of this, there might be some shifting in our destinies.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
not what we thought it was going to be is what I'm meaning. And he's doing
Amen.
a new thing.
Yeah.
So do you guys remember, that kind of that fun little toy that we all had as kids, and it was called Etch-a-Sketch? You know, and you had the two little knobs, and you drew things, right? But and then when you got sick of it or wanted to change it, you just shake it, right? And it would like disappear, and you'd like start over. So I feel like our job in this call is to, pick up our own little Etch-a-Sketch and shake it. It's a new slate. It's something new, and the lines that we put down before are based on our thought process, our experience, our own ability assessment, and things like that. While some of that may be pertinent, most of it is probably going to be not applicable to what the Lord maybe calls us into. And I mean, just be ready, be ready for big change. Listen carefully to the Holy Spirit. And I feel sorry for people who, don't regularly like walk with the Holy Spirit, because without that guidance, without that revelation, without and for me, it comes usually one step at a time, and I'm called to be faithful for that next step, and then I get a next step after that. Rarely am I given the whole big picture. I want the whole big picture all the time. I want to know where we're going, what we're doing, why we're doing it. But I don't ever get it that way. I usually get it in pieces and parts, and it's really a function of our faith, not a the Lord's going to do it his way on his timing. But I think he is calling his kids in to be what is the word? Co-recreators of the way he wants things redesigned. And we're the boots on the ground, we're the hands and feet, and it's now. It's now. So that's the sense I have.
I just want to piggyback off of Michelle and Jim. You know, Michelle said maybe we're going in a different direction is something kind of like what you said than what we thought with our destinies. And then Jim said, shake the Etch-a-Sketch. And I just hit so hard in my spirit. You know, it resonates. It's so good because what I've been sensing, just to go with those two things, is like be ready for a hard pivot in a direction you've never gone.
In fact, it's so funny, because I think I mentioned earlier, I was in Salt Lake learning about data centers, which are all a craze right now. And one of the themes that came out of that was you have to be prepared and welcome change, because it's going to happen inside of the design over and over again. And if you don't accept change, and you don't have the ability to pivot, you're not going to be able to go forward with the project. And that's just not how we build things. We build things based on spending a lot of time in design, spending a lot of time getting it right, spending a lot of time bidding it out, spending a lot of time carefully figuring out how it's going to build, and we don't change things rapidly along the way. That's never been our MO. And I think the Lord is asking us to be very pliable, very, very faithful, listen, pay attention, do what he tells us to do. So that's my sense. Any other thoughts or comments?
Pretty great, Jim.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. It's always so powerful, yes. the gift that he's put in you and what you bring to the table, Jim. That's thank right. you.
Yeah, agreed.
And I say thank you also. It was very good.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited what's going to flow out of you guys. And I kind of want to keep track of, what the Lord tells you, what you're, and I'd be happy to, pray for you. And in fact, I'm going to pray right now that the Lord sharpen, your ability to listen and see what he wants you to hear and see. So, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Lord, we thank you that you are the creator. We thank you for your marvelous, wonderful design. Lord, we're excited to be part of your plan right now. We're excited to what you're doing, the new thing that you're doing. We're excited to be your workers on the field, affecting change, the things that you want to bring into this world. Into this great country that you created, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would very individually and very succinctly speak to us in a form, in a language that we can hear, that we can clearly hear. Lord, let us know that it is clearly from you, that it's not, that there be no mistake about it, that it is clearly from you and it's not from us. And Lord, give us the faith to take that first step out into an area that we don't feel comfortable in, knowing that you're there to support us and lead us. And Lord, where you lead us, you provide, you resource. So we really have no fear. But Lord, give us the ability to pay attention and to clearly follow, the treasure hunt that you put us on. Lord, we want to do your will. We want to leave it all on the field. And we want to build your kingdom. So let it be so. And Lord, we ask all these things in your son's name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
All right.
Good job, Jim. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm anxious to hear from you guys, and I'm anxious to see you soon, because we're all going to be together soon.
So. Yay. Yeah. Hey, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's Michelle.
Yeah.
Can I share something with Sarah?
Sure, sure.
I know this is unusual, but I don't want to lose it here. Is Sarah still on?
I am, yeah.
Okay, Sarah, I feel like the Lord is saying that in this new assignment, it is so strategic that you are about to enter into a first fruit situation, and that he is going to give you the revelatory knowledge that is needed to complete the task. And he says, do not fear. You know how the Lord says, fear not? He's saying, fear not. Take one step at a time and know that I am right there with you to complete the task. And he is going to bless you beyond your wildest imagination.
Thank you. Right.
In Jesus' right. name.
That's awesome. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah, thank you.
Thank all of you.
Yeah. Jesus. So, Sarah, get us all tickets for your congressional hearing. Okay?
Yeah, please. Here's the joke. We're like from Western Colorado. We're already joking about we got to go shopping.
You might need a dress. Yeah, yeah.
We don't dress like that here.
Yeah, you might get to shake some hands. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, guys. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you guys have a good evening, and we'll chat soon.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
See you guys. All right.